This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Members of the U.S. House of Representatives Intelligence Committee are making final preparations for the first public hearings in the impeachment investigation of President Donald Trump. Wednesday's witnesses include William Taylor, the U.S. Chargé d'Affaires in Ukraine, and George Kent, the Deputy Assistant Secretary in the European and Eurasian Bureau. Both Taylor and Kent are among the current and former diplomatic and national security officials who already gave testimony behind closed doors in recent weeks. But this time it will be in full public view via television.
People will watch, they will see excerpts, they will follow it, they want to know what everybody else is talking about.
Leonard Steinhorn is a professor at American University in politics and communications.
The question is how the narrative will develop in these competing media ecosystems where conservatives and liberals are spinning out different storylines on what was actually said during these hearings.
House committees have released transcripts of those depositions in which the officials detailed how President Trump and his aides pressed Ukraine to launch investigations into one of his chief 2020 Democratic presidential challengers. President Trump on Monday criticized the investigation as a totally one-sided witch hunt. He presented his case to the reporters last Friday.
So what they do is they go all over Washington. Let's find the 10 people that hate President Trump the most and let's put them up there.
President has been teasing the release of a transcript of his first phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, which took place in April. Israeli forces carried out a rare targeted strike Tuesday in the Gaza Strip that killed a top commander of the militant group Islamic Jihad. Statement from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Baha Abu al-Atta was responsible for many terrorist attacks. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton criticized as shameful British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's decision not to publish a parliamentary report on Russian meddling in U.K. politics until after an election next month.
I'm dumbfounded that this government won't release the report about Russian influence because every person who votes in this country deserves to see that report before your election happens.
The report by Parliament's Intelligence and Security Committee has been cleared by the security services, but it has not yet been given approval for publication by Johnson's government, so will not appear before the December 12th vote.
There's a lot of evidence that Russia played in the Brexit election. Now, I'm not, you know, in your country. I don't have a say about any of that. But the fact that the current government won't release this report by your own government should raise some questions.
Britain has accused Russia of meddling in the domestic politics and elections of several Western countries, including the U.S. presidential election. The British government says it has not seen evidence of successful Russian interference in U.K. elections, including the 2016 vote to leave the EU. Moscow has repeatedly denied any meddling. The U.N. Refugee Agency reports hundreds of thousands of displaced people in the Democratic Republic of Congo's North Kivu and Ituri provinces are living in abject poverty. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
A wave of brutal attacks by armed groups in North Kivu and Ituri provinces in June triggered the flight of some 300,000 people, mainly women and children, from their homes. The UN Refugee Agency says these forcibly displaced people are living in dire conditions with host communities. UNHCR spokesman Baba Balar says the civilians are unprotected, subjected to extreme human rights violations on a daily basis, and living in fear of death and destruction.
5 months on from the June attacks, killings, sexual violence, and abductions persist amid continuing conflict.
About 100 different armed groups are operating in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The agency reported it has received only 57% of the $150 million needed to run its humanitarian operations in DRC this year. Uranium particles have been detected at an undeclared nuclear site in Iran, according to the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Agency. In a confidential report obtained by news agencies, the International Atomic Energy Agency confirmed that man-made uranium particles had been discovered without revealing the location of the undeclared site. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.